You're listening to the LMM Half Hour Show here on Radio Kidnappers. Here's a face that we haven't seen in a while. I mean, we don't see faces because we're on radio. Nice move, Luke. But here we have George Meredith back from the mountain, ready to do a few episodes with us. Here we go, George.
Hi there, guys. How's it going? As most of you probably know, I have been disappeared for the last 3 or 4 months, and I'm about to disappear again. But in the meantime, I think we have a few more songs for you. We'll have a bit of fun here on Radio Kidnappers, and then we shall get back to our normal workaday boring lives.
Okay, sounds good to me, George. Let me play a track.
Okay, guys, here we have Walk the Line by Laurent Wolfe.
Listening to LMM Half Hour Show here on Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, streaming on 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. And if you haven't realised, we're playing a lot of dubstep today to welcome George back from the mountain. And so next we have Perfect Replacement by Example. Enjoy.
I've told too many girls that I love them. I've told too many girls that I want. So why am I sitting here all alone? How do you measure fun? I've called lost property too many times, and I can't live properly. A piece of me died. I wasn't aware the Mona Lisa cried. Maybe I remember my decent side. Perfect replacement. We'll
find on the other side. We'll never know what we may find. I've got lost property too many times, and I can't live properly. A piece of me died. I wasn't aware the Mona Lisa cried. Maybe I remember my decent side. Wash the kisses off my neck and lock my past in the basement. I found your perfect replacement.
Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed that little ditty from our good man Mr. Luke. Now we've got a new segment we're going to try this week. We'd love you guys to give us your feedback on it. We're going to try Genius Moment of the Week, where each of our presenters will share something they've seen, or maybe something they did themselves, that was just a true genius moment. Luke, why don't you share your moment first?
Oh god, here we go. I think we've already decided what this moment's going to be, and we're actually sitting in the studio right now recording this episode, and in the studio there's a red light that goes on when the announcer's mics are on, so you know if you're being recorded or not. And normally we're just jammed to songs kind of thing, you know, when it's not on, so we turn our mics off when the songs are playing. And there's a little red lava lamp sitting next to my recording booth, and I go, George goes, you know, Luke, it turns on every time. That red lava lamp turns on every time our announcer's mics are on. And I'm like, no, whatever, you're just tricking me. And then anyway, sure enough, I was playing with the lights, and sure enough, it does turn on. Face bump moment right there. I'm sure you have a moment, George.
Oh, I have a moment. I really do have a moment. I was going on a delightful fishing trip yesterday, sitting out on the wharf. And, you see, I grabbed my rod and I felt a fish on it. So, I was reeling it in very rapidly. I pulled it up and it was a huge chunk of weed. Now, not only did I get laughed at for that, I thought, okay, I'll just cast it back out. I can do this. And as I went to cast it out, I did a massive backswing, huge cast, and snap. There goes my massive amount of tackle and gear. Genius, George.
Obviously, genius. We're not the next members of Mensa right here, but we'll diverge off this, and George, can you please play another track for us?
Alright guys, this song here is almost dubstep, but almost hardstyle for those of you dark little corner of the world nerds that know what that is. It's called Blow Your Mind by DJ Caffeine.
So excited. It's my favorite time of the week, joke of the week, and George is going to kickstart us this week. Here we go, George.
Alrighty ho then. Well, based on our jokes this week, I really truly do believe it should be called dry joke of the week, you know, based on our particular senses of humor.
Fair enough.
Here's my delightful little joke. Why did the hedgehog cross the road, Luke?
Why did the hedgehog cross the road, George?
To see his flatmates.
I don't even know what to say to that one, George. Here we go. Fred, Stan, and Bob were all very hungry one day. And anyway, Stan sees Fred walking down the alleyway with a pile of cabbages in his hand. Stan goes, how do you get those? And he goes, oh, you just go down to the backyard down the alleyway, and the guy there's blind, so you pretend you're a cat. So sure enough, second guy jumps over the fence, steals some cabbages. Oi, who's in my backyard?
Meow, meow.
Oh, it's just a cat. And so the second guy gets away with it. The third guy sees the second guy walking out with the cabbages. Where did you get those from? Oh, the guy down the alleyway. He's a bit blind, and he goes, oh, so you jump the fence and you steal some of his cabbages. He's blind. Just meow three times. Say meow three times, and he'll think you're a cat. Third guy jumps the fence, and in a true genius moment of the week, inspired by me and George maybe, however, jumps the fence. Oi, who's in my backyard?
Meow three times.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to cut off.
Oh, that's shocking.
We're going to cut off to two tracks. George, you have one for us, don't you? What do you have
I
first?
I do. I don't know if I can disappoint people after that joke, though. I think we should just end it here.
And then we'll play after that one a rather ironic song for our dubstep-themed episode. Dub Me Crazy.
After all, you guys all must be feeling pretty ticked off that we've been playing dubstep and such all day, so you know, we got a little popular song for you. But before that, we have a almost a drum and bass song, Tarantula by Pendulum featuring Fresh and Spider. Enjoy, guys.
See you next week.
Just a Crazy, our chemistry is blazing. It's time.